drops. I wanna see your hands up. Cause baby, tonight the DJ got us falling in love again. Yeah, baby, tonight DJ got us falling in love. Let go, falling in love. Oh, so dance, dance like it's the last night of your life. Get you right.
Thank you, DJ.
Sonoma County's 100.1. It's KZST Santa Rosa. It's 5:01 on Mike Adams. Starting to cool down, 56 degrees. Time to head over to the newsroom as Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZST newsroom. Santa Rosa police have announced the arrest of six juveniles involved in a stabbing and robbery of a 41-year-old man in the Bellevue Ranch neighborhood last week. The attack took place near Bellevue Ranch Park when the man was assaulted and stabbed 8 to 10 times, including once to the neck near his spinal column. Several witnesses called 911 and assisted the man until law enforcement arrived. Four suspects were arrested while heading to class on Wednesday. A fifth was arrested after leaving home for a court hearing. The final suspect was already in custody for a probation violation. Their ages range from 15 to 17 years old. The Rohnert Park Department of Public Safety has now identified the man killed along with his dog Sunday morning while walking across the Rohnert Park Expressway. 61-year-old Andrew Kenneth Lujan was apparently playing with his dog in the roadway and turned his back to traffic. The investigation is ongoing. Police are reviewing smart train camera footage in the area. The judge presiding over the Georgia prosecution of former President Donald Trump and others for efforts to overturn the 2020 election is set to hear a motion alleging that Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has been romantically involved with a special prosecutor she hired for the case and both mishandled public money profiting from that case. On Sunday, Willis broke her silence on the issue with a speech at a church where she described herself as flawed and imperfect. She must respond to the accusations in writing by February 2nd. Cloverdale police have arrested a man from Kentucky on suspicion of stealing identities and using forged documents. 53-year-old Mark Buckler was recognized as someone who previously tried to get information about an account holder using a forged passport. Police arrested him and believe he's connected to cases all across Sonoma and Marin counties and believe he has an accomplice. Investigators are now working to contact other people possibly affected by Buckler. In sports, following the death of the Warriors' assistant coach, tomorrow night's game against the Dallas Mavericks has been postponed. And Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones says Mike McCarthy will be back for a fifth season as coach after a stunning 48-32 wildcard loss to the Green Bay Packers. Your forecast tonight, mostly cloudy. Some areas of fog once again tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow afternoon, rain moving in, picking up late. Highs in the mid-50s. Light rain is possible on Saturday. More on again, off again if we do get any. However, heavy rain is up for Sunday and Monday. And finally this half hour, some good news for you.
I'll be back.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger may not be back anytime soon to Munich, Germany. He was detained at the Munich airport yesterday for several hours for traveling with an unregistered luxury watch he was using for a charity auction. Now, witnesses say none of the passengers were given customs declaration forms, and Arnold was randomly selected. They say he complied very politely at every step during what was called an incompetent shakedown, even to the point of officers taking him to an ATM to try and get him to prepay potential taxes. Eventually, he was let go and still plans to auction off the watch for the Schwarzenegger Climate Initiative. Sonoma County, You are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
Hey there, Dan from Johnson Pool & Spa here. Make waves in your backyard with our hot tub sale extravaganza. Dive into savings with up to $7,000 off our in-stock hot tubs. Our hot tubs are the perfect fit for any occasion, from solo stargazing to a splashy soiree. At Johnson Pool & Spa, we're more than just hot tubs. We're your partners in creating a blissful backyard escape. We'll help you choose your ideal model and ensure a seamless setup. Our selection is unbeatable, with options ranging from cozy nooks to party-ready spas. But hurry, these deals are hot and they won't last long. Swing by our Santa Rosa or Windsor locations, ring us, or surf over to JohnsonPoolAndSpa.com for a peek at paradise. Up to $5,000 off custom orders, too. I'm Dan, and I'm eager to guide you to the perfect spa experience. Johnson Pool & Spa, where your backyard dreams come true. Visit us, and let's start your journey to luxury and relaxation today. JohnsonPoolAndSpa.com.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's 5:07. Time to get another update on the roadways. And CHP Officer David Duretti at the ready with traffic once again. How are we looking now?
Well, Mike, we had those couple crashes southbound 101 just south of Shiloh. Looks like those are cleared up and traffic is recovering out there. But you will be slowing down just ahead of that southbound 101 at River Road as you head into Santa Rosa, and still very heavy all the way down to Hearn Avenue. Over on the northbound side at Arona Park, we're backed up. Still to Golf Course Drive as you head into Santa Rosa. Please make sure you're buckled up and drive safe from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
100.1 KZST.
Something. Uptown Funk. funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freaked and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've sexed and flown it. Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch.
Sonoma County's 100.1. It is KZST. I'm Mike Adams. So this is pretty cool, but to help people out and make them stick to their New Year's resolutions, a bar in the UK just named itself the gym. That way you can honestly say, yes, I've gone to the gym every day this week.
How do I get through a night without you? If I had to live without you, what kind of life?
one day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming.
Sonoma County's 100.1. It is KZST. I'm Mike Adams. Time to get another check of the roadways now. CHP Officer David Duretti at the ready with traffic at 519. How are we looking?
Looking a lot better out there, Mike. We got those earlier crashes cleared up, but still going to be a bit slow out of the Windsor area. We're backed up. Still going to see that slowdown at River Road heading into Santa Rosa all the way down to Hearn Avenue. Over on the northbound side heading out of Runner Park, it's lightening up a bit. But still going to see some delays from Golf Course Drive up towards Santa Rosa. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
The Lodge at Pina Road. The Lodge at Pina Road is Santa Rosa's newest assisted living and memory care community. My name is Paul Peck, Director of Resident Development at the Lodge at Pina Road, with some exciting news. We are now open. Come see what the most state-of-the-art senior living community in Sonoma County looks like. Please visit our website, PinerRoadSeniorLiving.com, to schedule your personalized tour today. PinerRoadSeniorLiving.com. License number 496-804-112.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
An elegant affair set in beautiful wine country with glamorous gowns, fabulous food, and thousands of dollars in prizes and giveaways. The Wedding Expo, Sonoma County's premier wedding show, Saturday, January 20th from noon to 5 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. Meet over 100 of the wine country's finest wedding professionals. For more info and discounted tickets, go to weddingexpo.co. That's weddingexpo.co. The Wedding Expo, the event to plan your event.
This week at Rayleigh's in Nob Hill, mix or match 2 or more 6-ounce packs of fresh and delicious blackberries, raspberries, or blueberries, or 16-ounce packs of strawberries for just $2.77 each. Savings you can count on in-store or online. Only at Rayleigh's in Nob Hill.
KCST.
County's feel-good radio station.
Let's go.
Where feeling good happens every day.
You just gotta have some fun.
KCST.
was too strong. You were trembling. You couldn't handle the hot heat rising. Baby, I'm so rising. I was running. You were walking. You couldn't keep up. You were falling down. There's only one way down. I'm giving you up. I'm forgiving it all. You set me free.
It's KZST. It's Mike Adams, 529 on the ride, 55 degrees, and time to head to the newsroom as Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZST newsroom. The second phase of the College Creek Affordable Housing Development in Santa Rosa is almost complete, and applications are now being accepted for the remaining apartments. But you'd better hurry. 150 people attended an application event last week, with 75 pre-approved. That leaves only 35 available for new residents. The complex is on West College Avenue and has a community room with computer workstations, a fitness room, kids area, swimming pool, and on-site laundry facility. You can file an application online at collegecreekapartments.usamfm.com. Representatives for renters in the Youngstown Mobile Home Park in Petaluma and the property owners made their case before the Sonoma County Community Development Commission in an